AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government could run out of cash by June 5th, a week from today. President Biden on prospects of Congress approving his deal with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt limit and avert default.
I spoke to McConnell. I spoke to a whole bunch of people. And it feels good. We'll see when the vote starts.
Earlier, the president marked Memorial Day, laying a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery.
Every year, we remember. And every year, it never gets easier.
And in Georgia, a tribute to a Korean War hero whose remains have finally been returned. Norman Hall has our report.
A police escort with flashing lights led the casket of Luther Herschel Story through America's Georgia on the way to a burial with military honors at nearby Andersonville National Cemetery. Luther Story was mortally wounded in combat in 1950 while his company was retreating. Fearing he would slow down their withdrawal, he volunteered to stay behind to cover them with machine gun fire that took out dozens of the enemy. Story was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor. Relatives, including niece Judy Wade, feared his body would never be recovered.
I'm just glad he's back and that he's going to be with us.
His remains were identified only last month through DNA testing. According to the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, more than 7,500 Americans who served in the Korean War remain missing, or the remains have not been identified. I'm Norman Hall.
25 members of the NATO-led peacekeeping force in Kosovo have been injured in clashes with ethnic Serbs. The Serbs were trying to take over government offices in an area where ethnic Albanian mayors took up their posts last week. And Uganda's president has signed anti-gay legislation into law. It doesn't criminalize being LGBTQ, but does